Hey, everybody, I'm Gareth, I'm a platypus, and this is my podcast. Today, I'm podcasting from the Arctic Circle, and we're going to be searching for polar bears. Okay, time to get going. Just going to zip up my purposely produced platypus parka, and step outside.
Ooh. Hi, Gareth.
Hi, Jake.
Ready to see some bears?
You betcha. Which way to the helicopter? Wow, this is great. I've never been in a helicopter before.
What?
I said, I've never been in a helicopter before.
Put the headset on.
Huh?
Put the headset on so you can hear me.
I can't hear you. Hang on, I'll put this headset on.
Ah, that's better. What were you saying?
Never mind.
Okay, listeners, while we're flying around, let's talk about these magnificent beasties. Polar bears can weigh up to 1,000 pounds, or roughly 250 platypi, and are the largest living land carnivore.
Cool!
They're incredibly well-suited to their frozen environment. Living on a diet of mostly seal blubber, polar bears are able to store large amounts of fat and go long periods without much food. Sheesh! And if I just miss breakfast, I get really grumpy. Speaking of which, hey Jake, got any snacks?
Sure do. Try some of this jerky.
Mmm, what kind is it?
Walrus lips.
Mmm, so it's like kissing a walrus. Tasty. Polar bears are hugely important to the animals and the people that live in the Arctic. Foxes and other animals scavenge the leftovers polar bears leave behind after they've licked their chops. For the people who have lived in the Arctic for thousands of years, polar bears not only hold an important place in their spiritual beliefs, but also provide really warm coats to wear, along with the makings for an epic barbecue. Now, it might seem strange to think that such large and mighty animals are in danger, but polar bears, just like everybody else, are vulnerable to habitat loss. They need the sea ice to hunt for seals, and the Earth's warming climate means there's less ice on the sea. Although polar bears can swim for days on end for hundreds of kilometers to find suitable sea ice to hunt on, such long journeys reduce their stored fat and make it harder for them to survive.
Okay, bears look out. I'll land over here, and we'll snowshoe the last couple 100 meters.
Hey, Jake, how are we supposed to spot these white bears on all this white snow? You got an infrared camera?
Nope. Polar bears don't give off enough heat to show up on infrared. Too well insulated. You're just gonna have to look real hard, Gareth.
So, we gonna sneak up on them, or?
Nah, they can smell us coming from a mile away.
Oh. So, we'll see them a long way off then?
Depends.
Depends on what?
If the bears want us to see them or not. Oh, there's one. It looks like a mother with a cub.
Wow, they're amazing. You know, Jake, I feel like I should have asked this before, but do polar bears, eat platypodes?
Nah, they eat seals, mostly.
Phew.
But, to be honest, in that white parka you're wearing, you do kind of look like a baby seal.
Gareth's Challenge!
Okay, listeners, here's the question. What can one person do to help out the polar bears? It seems overwhelming, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But all of us can find ways to be kinder to the planet. Everything we do, no matter how small, affects our environment. And my challenge to you, listeners, is to find 3 ways to take it a little easier on old Mother Earth. This could be like wasting less electricity or finding ways to go without plastic. Things of that nature. That mama polar bear is getting a little too close for comfort. Time to get back to the chopper. I'm Gareth, I'm a platypus, and that was my podcast!